The four staff positions were cut immediately, while the five faculty positions will be eliminated at the end of this academic year. Northland College President Karen Halbersleben says they had to cut to stop losing money.
The cuts this year will allow us to get our budget back to balance. We have not been balanced in the last couple of years because of, again, we had invested a little too heavily in some staff positions.
Halbersleben says the layoffs were made reluctantly.
So it was a painful series of moves. Northland College is a tightly knit, very caring community, but we have rescaled ourselves to what has been our historical reality of about 750 students.
Last week, students staged a one-day strike and teach-in. Student newspaper co-editor Carl Sachs says the cuts angered many students at Northland.
There was no room for students or faculty or staff to have any say in the decisions before they were made. Our ideas were not, our ideas of how to take, you know, how to deal with the school's budget situation weren't solicited.
Meanwhile, Halbersleben says the 112-year-old college is not in financial trouble. They're coming off a record year for fundraising, having two major gifts boost last year's total to $11 million. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.